Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I am Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and space girl. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. Each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you, so let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 2015, scientists revealed the first close-up pictures of Pluto, which were sent by NASA's New Horizons probe. Launched in 2006, the spacecraft's primary mission was to fly by Pluto to study the dwarf planet, and then continue past the Kuiper Belt, a band of space rocks in the outer solar system. Then it became the fifth space probe to leave the solar system and plunge into unknown territories, and it still continues on today. Here's how it works and why it matters. First, let's address the elephant in the room, or I guess the dwarf planet in the room. Pluto used to be a planet, but now it isn't, so what happened? Well, first off, how we define what distinguishes a planet versus a dwarf planet is a man-made concept. Pluto is simply just hanging out, minding its own business. According to the International Astronomical Union, the global organization that regulates space research, a planet has to meet specific criteria to actually be named a planet. First, it must assume a spherical shape, whether it's made out of rock or gas. Next, it must orbit the sun. However, the third qualification is where things get tricky. A planet must have a clear neighborhood in its orbit around the sun. This means that the body should have enough mass that its gravity naturally clears away any other objects of a similar size near its orbit around the sun. This is kind of confusing since we know that Earth is a planet, but it's still been hit by asteroids or meteors occasionally in its long history. As recently as 2013, a meteor struck Russia. The impact was estimated to be about 30 to 50 times stronger than the atomic bomb that the United States dropped on Hiroshima, Japan in 1945, which killed an estimate of between 100 to 200,000 people. Thankfully, the meteor struck a mass much less densely populated and nobody died, but 1,491 people were injured. The meteor created such a strong flash that people suffered ultraviolet burns and eye pain as well. Anyway, you'd think that this means Earth hasn't cleared other objects out of its orbit, but we're still a planet while Pluto isn't. Maybe since these collisions are so infrequent, the IAU just lets us have our title? Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune also have asteroids as neighbors, so maybe that third criteria is a bit iffy. But some people think Pluto shouldn't have ever been deemed a planet to begin with. Pluto is even smaller than our moon, and its orbit is pretty irregular. It passes in front of Neptune for 20 years of its 248-year orbital period. Just 22 years ago, in 1999, Pluto was the eighth planet, or dwarf planet, from the sun, but now it's further away than Neptune again. Now, what we've all been waiting for. So, what did NASA find in those new Pluto photos in 2015? Well, Pluto's equator is made of jagged landscapes of frozen methane, a greenhouse gas that creates heat and electricity. These mountains are hundreds of feet tall. The New Horizons spacecraft also discovered a heart-shaped glacier that's 1,000 kilometers wide and made of nitrogen ice. This is the largest glacier in the solar system that we're aware of. We also found out that the planet's atmosphere is bright blue. Maybe most importantly, there's evidence that there might have been liquid beneath the surface of the planet before. That's a big deal, because the only other celestial bodies with liquid that we know of are Earth, Mars, and Saturn's moon, Titan. Now, the New Horizons spacecraft is continuing to zoom past Pluto and into the deeper depths of space. It took 11 years to travel from Earth to Pluto, and it was able to send data back to us from over 3 billion miles away. As of April this year, New Horizons is 50 times farther from the sun than the Earth, and it will continue to travel onwards. Now, let's talk about music. Today in 2011, LMFAO's song Party Rock Anthem hit number one on the Billboard charts after first debuting at number 78 on February 12th. Why did it become suddenly more popular during the summer? Well, the song's music video dropped on March 9th, but the hype just kept building until it was finally number one that summer. Now the video has over 2 billion views, making it one of the most viewed videos on YouTube. Everyone wanted to watch the video to learn Shufflin', the dance craze that the song started. Despite its somewhat slow ascent to the top of the charts, Party Rock Anthem ended up spending more time on the charts than any other song. It only hit number one for 6 weeks, but it stayed on the charts for a whopping 68 weeks. The song had another resurgence in 2018 when a Twitter user realized that the song had the same BPM as the theme song for the anime Evangelion. So if you overlaid the other song over LMFAO's music video, it just looked like they were dancing to some anime music. Some other songs that worked with this trend: Sweet Caroline, Uptown Girl, and Somebody That I Used to Know. Sometimes the best thing that can happen to your song is to get it memed. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on a July 16th in my life. On July 16th, 2020, I started going back to my natural hair color. Now, this was a big thing for me at the time. I cut my hair and then I dyed it back to dark brown. I had had blonde hair for like the last year, and then I had dyed my hair like pretty much every single year since 2017, I'm pretty sure, was kind of when I started coloring my hair to look lighter. Now my hair is just back to dark brown. Most of my hair has grown back and I don't have anything dyed anymore on my head, which is kind of a relief, honestly. My hair was so unhealthy and I'm so happy to have my actual head of hair back now instead of like constantly trying to maintain bleached hair. It was kind of exhausting, but they're fun. It's fun for a little while. Glad that I went back to my roots, literally. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.